Service employees voted to unionize last February and still no contract agreement with St. Charles. Workers are holding a candlelight vigil at this hour at the hospital's entrance to show that they're fighting for fair wages. Workers like Dorothy Vibbert, who has worked in food service for 10 years at St. Charles, says they just want to show worker solidarity.
It's just a calm, peaceful way to say we're here, we want to be heard, and we want to complete these negotiations fairly and just show our strength and show that the community is there for us too.
The vigil started at 5 p.m. tonight. The union and the hospital have reached agreement on about half of the issues in the contract, but some big issues like wages and benefits remain unresolved. More meetings are planned for November. St. Charles leaders say the rally is taking place off hospital grounds and will not disrupt patient care. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned Americans today it is going to be a slow recovery. He expects growth in the job market to improve, but at a sluggish pace. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management is happy Bernanke is trying to level with the American people.
The reason this recovery is slower than any recovery since World War II is because it's a balance sheet recession, and balance sheet recessions take a long time to recover from because not only did the corporations have to delever themselves, but the individuals had to as well. So when you're an economy that's 70% driven by consumer spending and consumers go from spending like they were to saving, that certainly has an impact.
The feds expect the economy to grow at 1.7% in 2011 and at 2.5 to 2.9% in 2012. It may not have a prayer in the Republican House, but Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio is pushing a bill to impose a tax on Wall Street. 1110 KBND's John Erickson has more.
We're looking at a modest tax on Wall Street speculators.
The DeFazio-Tom Harkin bill would charge a tax of 0.03% on every stock or bond trade. DeFazio says it would amount to $1 a year for average Americans, but a whole lot more for the pros.
For the people who trade an individual stock or a commodity, you know, 1,000 times a minute, it would become somewhat burdensome.
DeFazio says that would cut down on market volatility and bring in needed revenue. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Tom Green says he's running for Deschutes County Commissioner because he thinks big leadership and big changes are needed in county government. Green, a Bend City Councilor and real estate agent, hopes to take on Democrat Alan Unger next fall. Both candidates first have to win in the primary election in May. Green says he's friends with Alan Unger and he thought long and hard about it before deciding to enter the race.
I think I can help, make the county a little bit more receptive to businesses. This last fiasco with the pumpkin patch just, tells me that the staff over there doesn't have the direction to, find and work willingly with businesses. So that was one thing.
He also wants to work more with lawmakers like Congressman Greg Walden and U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley to help pass laws that make sense for Central Oregon. Even though the big banks are backing off of debit card fees, local credit unions are still getting a lot of those big bank customers. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says they are hearing from people who are upset over new fees or the perception they have of their banks.
I think that there's just been a big upwelling and, there's a lot of backlash. There's a lot of discontent out in the marketplace for a lot of reasons. You know, the economy isn't good. People are unhappy. You know, there's mortgages that are going under. The banks, you know, have a lot of the big banks that took, you know, the bailout funds and things like that.
Frick says they opened 25% more new checking accounts last month compared to their average. And a new study has found even modest alcohol intake increases a woman's chance of breast cancer. Researchers have known large amounts of alcohol can increase your odds of getting breast cancer, but this study found as few as 3 to 6 glasses of alcohol a week can up your risk. Dr. Lin Yi Chang, the head of the St. Charles Cancer Center, explains what's behind the findings.
Just drinking alcohol is associated with increasing your estrogen, your circulating estrogen, and that's what the risk is increasing your circulating estrogen level, and that is associated with higher breast cancer risk. So it's just that direct association.
Dr. Chang says women shouldn't panic over the study. Alcohol taken in moderate amounts can have a protective effect on the heart, but women should be aware it will also slightly increase their risk for breast cancer. Dr. Chang says patients need to consider what they're at greater risk for, heart disease or breast cancer, and react accordingly. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.